Welcome back to Blackout, House of Bob's cyberpunk adventure set in the Vantal Megaplex and powered by the Sprawl RPG system.
Hi, I'm Christina, and I'm playing Olivia Crow, who's on the run from MassCorp while trying to figure out who's friend and who's foe.
This is Schubert. I'll be playing Bunk, the cyberfunky audio junkie, hacking beats on the Vantal streets.
My name is Alex. I'll be playing Garrett, conspiracy theorist, wildcard, senior citizen.
I'm Dan. I'll be playing Tiz, the hard-nosed reporter, tracking down corruption no matter the cost.
And I'm Jake, your GM. If you want to support the show, check us out on Patreon, give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, or just tell your friends about us. Roll on. Bailey stands on the threshold of the community center, watching as Olivia, Tiss, and Garrett load up into their vehicle and peel away. Bailey looks down to their phone and swipes into a new program, which shows a map of the nearby streets and a small RV icon with a blinking red light driving east away from the community center. They relax slightly, stopping to briefly massage an aching shoulder before heading inside, where they come face-to-face with Lex, who is currently dragging the body of a fallen napalm harvester towards a nearby supply closet. Bailey says,
"Sorry, Lex. I know you're busy, but you have something I need. And if you play nice, nobody else has to get hurt today."
And they look at you expectantly, Lex.
What? I mean, what? What do you want? What do you need, Bailey? I am a little busy, as you can see.
They continue.
"You received a shipment today from the Axiom, and you're moving it out tonight. I need what's on that truck."
"All right. Take it."
They shrug and say, "That was easier than I expected."
"I can't really spend any time dealing with it, so just have at it."
Bailey says,
"I appreciate it when people agree to do things the easy way."
And they kind of walk past you and start heading out, you know, in the back of the community center is where your truck was waiting. So the last session, the four of you had a nice civil conversation with Bailey. You learned that they were on a job and they warned you to stay out of things, and in particular, out of their way. You continued your research, digging up some more names of Axiom members and made your way to the victim's apartment. You staged a distraction in order to delay the cadaver construction crew and sneak in, but you were met with a strange silvery sentry. You disabled it, but not without some collateral damage to Jericho's data. While you were rooting through the apartment for anything else of use, Tiss noticed a small drone hovering outside the apartment window, and Bunk identified it as an Epistle-branded Aloha Series spotter drone, which almost certainly means a marksman lies in wait somewhere nearby.
Bunk dives under the nearest sofa or the nearest wall or whatever.
There's a big old beanbag.
Perfect. I've always put my faith in beanbags.
Bulletproof, yeah. Beanbag.
That's going to slow the bullet for sure.
A Kevlar beanbag.
There's a pregnant pause after Bunk hits the ground and an unnerving silence for a few moments, but it's anticlimactic. Whatever shot you were waiting for doesn't come, or at least hasn't come yet.
Well, let's just go.
Yeah, I look at Bunk. I'm like, what are you doing?
I look at everybody else just standing around. I'm like, I don't know if I'm the idiot or you guys are the idiots, but
you're the one who knew what it was. You didn't tell us what it was.
Yeah, we had nothing to react to in our minds.
I think Bunk did tell you at the end of last session. Well,
as he's jumping, there's
also,
a drone.
When I just dive onto the ground, it might just be like, you know.
That's a good clue.
When yeah. any Bunk. Of us dive on the ground, not just me, but it might mean that they've seen something, you know.
I just assumed right. You're clumsy.
That's, yeah, fair point.
I mean, yeah. I'm glad we had this talk now, so next time we know. If anybody dives on the ground, yeah, just dive in the ground.
Okay. So for practice, I now dive on the ground.
Olivia follows suit.
I'm already on the ground, so I just wait for everyone else.
Yeah, and army crawl towards the door.
I think we got everything we want here, right?
You had collected what's left of his terminal, as well as you found, you know, like an old...
A secret hard drive.
Some flash drives and things like that, as well as you have got the actual little silver sentry itself, which someone is awkwardly carrying because it's a little too wide to really carry comfortably.
Why do we want this sentry?
I don't know. You guys...
Last week, you guys really wanted it.
We decided we were taking it? Okay.
Yeah.
It's certainly suspicious.
It'd be cool to have it if we could, like, repair it and, like, program it for our own means.
Didn't we say that we could only take a part of it, not the whole thing?
Yeah, we had said we were going to take, like, its control chip or control circuit or something.
I think Olivia specifically scavenged some, like, the laser from it.
That's what she was going to try to do, but there's no obvious way to open it up immediately, you know, short of...
Bashing it.
Hitting it with a hammer.
No seams on it, I guess.
Yeah, if you have, you know, a while to spend here, you can open it up here, but you may not. You may not.
All right. Well, let's drag this bad boy out of here.
Yeah, I help dragging it out.
That was our plan, except there is a drone outside that's like a gun assist drone, so we might just get shot as soon as we leave the building.
How big is this drone that's outside?
Oh, it's tiny. It's, I don't know, like half a foot.
So, like, if we shot it and landed a hit, it would probably be fine.
Almost certainly.
Are you a crack shot?
I mean, I'm a pretty good shot.
All right, show us what you got, old man.
Okay.
I have absolute faith in you.
You should.
I mean, maybe it hasn't seen us or whatever.
Yeah, that gives him the advantage.
It's pointed at the exact window that we happen to be in, so.
But it didn't do anything.
It marks it for a sniper, so the sniper hasn't done anything.
While the rest of the group, like, debates whether this is a good idea, I army crawl up to the wall next to the window and then, like, slink up next to the window and flip around and shoot at it and flip back as quick as I can to avoid
when
getting
I hear
shot
that
at myself.
Sound, yeah. I dive to the floor.
All right. Is this just a meat roll? What am I doing here, Jake?
Yeah, we'll do a meat roll, sure.
Okay. I rolled a 9.
So there's a loud shot in this small room. The glass in the window shatters dramatically. And you do wing the drone. And again, it's just this little thing. So that, you know, takes out one of its rotors and it spins out of control and starts plummeting down towards the street level.
Okay, we should probably leave.
With that thought, you turn towards the door of the apartment, but find that the doorway is fully blocked by the prodigious volume of Blunderbuss Bailey.
Ugh.
Hey.
They take one step into the room and they say,
"I did warn you."
And they point at the sentry and they say,
"I'm here for that.
Oh.
Let me take it. And this doesn't have to get ugly."
Oh man, just take it.
Yeah, you can have it.
Are we just going to give Blunderbuss everything?
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, so far, it has nothing to do with us, really, other than it tried to kill us, so...
I mean...
We don't even want this.
This is property for the victim, like...
I would say it could possibly be relevant to your investigation, is something you get the idea of, but whether it's worth a fight or not is up to you.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's worth a fight to us.
Guys, there's four of us.
There's four of us, and they, what, don't have any of their, like, cybernetics anymore?
Yeah, but I like Blunderbuss. I don't want any of us to hurt each other.
I don't like Blunderbuss.
Also, Blunderbuss is, like, the size of this door.
Yo, Blunderbuss. Here's the deal. If we give this to you, can I quickly, like, wipe the memory just so there's no evidence of us on there?
I need it intact. As is.
Can we make a copy of what's on it?
They shake their head no, and they say,
I need it, as is, now.
Olivia just puts up her hands. She doesn't care about this thing at all.
Garrett doesn't want to cooperate with Bailey, but, you know, what are we possibly going to learn from this thing that we blew up? We already know, like, exactly where they meet. We know who Okta's boss is. And we're taking, like... the leftover scraps of the computer so we could do some data recovery, right?
We have the hard drive, so that's all that really matters to us, I think.
Garrett, like, gives the big orb thing, like, a kick and then says, yeah, you can have it exactly as it is.
Is there any way I can sneakily take something off of it?
You don't even know how to interface with it?
No, there's no like little USB.
There's
no
USB drives in there now.
Okay. I'm going to snap some photos with it with my glasses then.
Okay.
End of Bailey.
Cool.
Sure. You've already got lots of photos of them.
Yeah, this is just for the collection.
Yeah, exactly. It's a making a montage.
I was going to ask them, Bailey, what does it matter to you whether I just wipe just literally the last like 30 seconds of when we walked in here? Like, why do you need that?
We don't even know how to do that, to be fair.
No, but I'm just asking them, like, why would they need that information, like, of us? We're trying to look out for each other, right?
Are we? Are we on the same page?
Yeah, I think they kind of shrug at that. Like,
I think we're kind of past that. My employer wants them as is. That's the terms of the job, and I'm going to fulfill that contract.
Garrett pipes up and says, how about either we wipe that part of it that has us on it, or you can pay us to take it as it is. And then nobody has to get hurt, and we both win.
Bunk crosses his arms, intimidatingly.
Ooh, so menacing.
Does this, by the way, count as hindering the mission in pursuit of financial gain?
Oh, my God.
I don't think it hinders the mission, though.
It's going to hinder the mission.
All right.
Congrats. You got your XP.
Boop. It's going to hinder Garrett's continual existence.
Yeah.
But
if anything, that helps the mission. If
No, we've been bad without him here. He's our good luck charm.
I'm taking the XP.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Good. Put it on your dead body.
All right.
Olivia just wants to look for a way around them because she just wants to leave.
Garrett, let's have you roll a cool check.
Okay. Is there maybe a different check I could roll?
I don't think so. Because you weren't necessarily expecting this. So.
No, I rolled a 3.
Well, would it have mattered?
No matter what
status was? So there's the now familiar sound of the apartment glass shattering, and you don't hear the bullet, but you do hear it thump in the back of Garrett, kind of lower back there, and he is launched to the ground with the impact of this shot. It's going to be 3 harm.
3 harm?
And I'll get you to roll a harm check as well.
Get the fuck out of here. That's a 10.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Success.
That seems appropriate.
Oh, no. We just got you out of the hospital.
On a 10 plus, you choose 1. You're out of action, unconscious, trapped, incoherent, or panicked. Take the full harm of the attack before it was reduced by armor, or plus 1 harm since you already took the full damage. Lose the use of a piece of cyberware until you can get it repaired, or lose a body part.
Body part. Body
the body
part.
Part one is the coolest one by far.
I'll take the cyberware. I'll lose the cyberware until we get it fixed.
So which cyberware?
I have cyber comms.
The impact of this bullet just kind of launches you forward and you sprawl across the ground and hit your head on the corner of a table or something like that. And it just happens to knock a couple of the wires loose inside your head there.
How could we tell the difference?
And you get this staticky feedback where the comms used to be and you know quickly kind of turn it off.
Are we just going to, like, let them get away with that, or...?
I feel like you, out of respect for Garrett, should not let them get away with that.
Well, that's... Yeah.
That was your own fault.
Like, Bunk would be pissed just at the fact that they just did that. I mean...
They gave us the option to do it nicely, and we acted like assholes this whole time, yeah. So...
Well, you had me until you said respect for Garrett.
Wow.
I mean, in respect for Garrett, maybe we should all be alive and take him somewhere so he doesn't die.
Or we fight. We fight now.
Olivia says, can I just leave? Like, I don't care. I'll wait in the car.
All right, I send a message to Bunk. We doing this?
I don't know, man. Like, now we're even less outnumbered. I think the best thing to do would be to back off now and then get our revenge later.
I've still got half my HP.
Yeah, Garrett's still kicking. We can't send him a comm, but...
Yeah, he doesn't even know what's happening right now.
He doesn't look great.
Is Garrett giving me a knowing look?
Yeah, Garrett gives the nod.
Okay.
That do it one that you see them do on TV.
This is happening at the speed of light.
It's happening at the speed of light, yeah.
Yeah, I sent a comm to Bunk. Looked at Garrett, he nods.
All right, let's do it.
Olivia just sits down.
Bunk, Tiss, I mean, it's your guys' move. That shot just happened. And Bailey is kind of looking at you like, okay, do you get the situation here now? Move along.
Maybe we could all bull rush Bailey all at the same time through the door and then like be in the hallway away from the sniper and then beat the shit out of Bailey.
All right.
Ready?
Bull rush.
Ready?
We do it.
Charge!
Okay.
And the first thing I do is I like whip out my EMP pistol and I shoot them with it.
Samesies.
So your objective here is to blast past Bailey and into the hallway.
And somehow drag this thing with us? Like, we still... Are we keeping this thing?
I don't really care about that thing.
That's not the thing to say right now.
What?
Because the only reason we're not leaving is because we want to take this thing. I think we could just walk away right now.
Like, I think it's a matter of principle for Bunk now.
No, it's the fact that I feel like we gave them a chance to be on our side. They gave us like a heads up, and it seemed like maybe a friendly heads up. It clearly wasn't. And now I'm like, fuck them. Let's kill them.
You know, if you're like even slightly empathetic, that's exactly what they think about us right now. That they gave us a chance.
That's fine.
Somebody shot at him. No,
they shot
somebody
first.
Shot at them.
I'm not saying we're not terrible people.
No, all I just want to survive money. I didn't shoot at them. I shot the drone.
You shot your fucking mouth.
Bunk and
Tiss.
Wow. Bunk and Tiss, make your meat roll. So one of you is rolling meat. The other one can assist.
Can I assist by, like, pulling out something that I got from someone's pocket earlier and throwing it at Bailey?
Don't you have a gun?
Yeah, you know, I could also shoot them. I just thought it might be interesting if I, like, you know, had found a switchblade on that
knife-wielding
cyborg, and now I can throw a knife at them.
You do have a gear from them, yeah. Yeah, if you want to do that.
I'm going to do that. That's a 9 to aid.
I got a 10 to aid.
I rolled an 8.
Perfect.
10 total. Complete success.
So do they get stabbed with my impromptu shiv?
I think they get shot with my EMP gun, shot with Tiss's gun, and stabbed with whatever you grabbed from that guy.
I don't know that it's all that. You
No, it's all that.
Jake, I got a complete success.
It's all that. Jake, come on.
It's a complete success in that you achieve your objective without additional consequences, which is to get by them. I think that's mostly just by overwhelming them with possible attack vectors, right? Yeah, you toss the blade from the ground, Garrett, and I think they probably weren't expecting you to still be quite so lucid.
Mm-hmm.
And the blade digs into the side of their leg, and that causes them to stumble backwards a sec, and Tiss and Bunk use that moment to charge past and kind of football tackle right through them into the hallway. Olivia, what's your strat here?
So I suppose I just see all this happen in front of me.
Yeah. So they just bull rushed them into the hallway.
Okay, so there is an opening to get past now.
Yes, yes.
All right, I just pick up one of the legs of the stupid robot and I just start dragging it out.
Okay, we'll get an act under pressure roll from Olivia then.
12 plus 1, so I've got 13.
From your seated position on the ground earlier, you jump up and head to grab the little robot. And as you do, there's another shot from the hidden sniper in it, but it crashes into the beanbag chair. And, and there's a little puff of beans and feathers everywhere.
I should have jumped in front of it.
Yeah. His falls to his knees as tears begin to stream from his eyes.
Why?
The sentry, his little like legs are dragging behind him along the ground, and it makes this kind of screeching noise as you run into the hallway, dragging it behind you. In the hallway, Bailey kind of shakes the two of you off and raises a big meaty fist.
So Garrett's still like a few feet away in the apartment, right?
Yeah, you're still in there.
If I were to try to shoot Bailey right now to stop them from laying the smackdown, am I going to hit Tiss and Bunk?
I think that could be a potential consequence on a failure.
Okay. I'm going to try to shoot at Bailey to keep them from hurting Tiss and Bunk.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we can both help you with that. I'm also trying to shoot them. So I'm distracting them with EMP blasts.
I'm going to tackle their arm and just hold it down.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, the two of them are assisting you then. Or we'll roll to assist.
Okay. That's good. I am going to need it because that's a 6 on my meat roll.
I got 7.
Okay.
I got an 11 on my aid.
So you do get up to 8, which is a partial success. It's still going to be to choose 2 consequences on a mix it up.
Okay.
You make too much noise, you take harm, an ally takes harm, something of value breaks.
You can hit me.
Okay.
Hit me.
All right.
Do it. I ain't afraid.
My blaster, like, grazes Tiss.
Goes through my arm
yeah.
and into them. Oof.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's bloody. So I got to pick 2, hey?
Yeah.
Okay, and the make too much noise. Let's do it. Let's race the clock.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so I'm going to roll my harm.
This fucking robot better be worth it.
We don't know what it is, but we want it.
Bailey's never going to be a problem again after this.
Yeah, this isn't about the robot, Olivia.
It's about the robot to me.
This is about revenge.
Okay, so you know that your holdout pistol is not silenced in any way, shape, or form.
Fuck it.
And you know that there was a construction crews just outside. And
no, they went home, right?
They stopped work for the day.
Oh, fuck.
And as well as that drone plummeted to the ground. So obviously there's a lot of commotion now. You probably hear a siren off in the distance.
Fuck!
As we increase the action clock to 2200. So there's 2 more slots on there. How much damage does the holdout pistol do?
It does 2 harm, hand, / close, discreet, quick, reload, loud.
So 2 harm, got it.
2 yeah. harm, 2 harm.
You remember the last time you shot Bailey that, well, not you, I think it was Tiss that shot Bailey last time, that they clearly have some kind of armor plating under the skin.
But I thought all that shit was gone.
Well, it seems like a lot of it is, but maybe not the armor. That's probably harder to take out than anything else. But you can tell that you definitely caused an injury. Where were you kind of roughly aiming?
The head?
Yeah.
Then you get him in the shoulder and they reel back. The bullet gets in there, but it stops, you know, sooner than you would have expected. And you see some red blood dribbling down where the bullet entered. Tiss will also take the 2 harm then from the holdout pistol and we'll roll a harm check, please.
I have armor, so that'll reduce it by 1.
Yeah.
Nice. 6.
So no further effects. You know, you just get shot a little bit. These things happen.
Yeah, in our line of work.
Yeah.
Occupational hazard.
In spun a scratch.
Happens a lot with us.
might be a good time for a quick little status check on harm. Garrett took the 3. Tiss took...
I took 1 from that, and I had 1 from our previous encounter. So
that's
I'm
what I was wondering, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm unscathed.
Garrett, make another act under pressure, please.
5.
Garrett, just roll a 5.
I did just roll a 5, yeah.
Garrett is still in the apartment.
Yeah.
He got up off the ground to start shooting at Bailey. And you see him just crumple to the ground as another bullet hits him in the side.
Fuck!
It's another 3 harm.
Fuck!
R.I.P.
My harm clock's full. So what happens now?
So you're going to roll a death check, essentially.
Yes! All right.
If this was anyone else, I'd be more upset.
I think if it was anyone else, I'd be more surprised, but I'm not.
I'm not surprised, but I am upset.
You roll your meat.
Okay.
On a 10+, you survive until the medics arrive. On a 7-9, you survive at a cost. On a 6-, you bleed out in this apartment.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh! That's an 11.
Okay.
Plus 1. I survive until the medics arrive.
Yeah. So you just barely survive.
Yeah.
You are out for sure.
Okay. All right.
I think I'll ask you to choose one of the consequences on the harm roll. Just because, I mean, something should happen.
Something should happen.
Yeah. So like one of the 10+ consequences.
Body part. Body part.
Can we say that like it shatters a bone in my left leg and I'm going to have to spend some money on cybernetics to be able to walk again or have to walk with a cane or something?
I think this heavy caliber rifle bullet just, enters right into the leg and collides with the bone and just shatters it into 100 pieces.
Fuck yeah.
And just immediately from that pain, you just go unconscious. Because of the way the bullet entered, you know, it didn't hit any major arteries or anything, so you're not about to bleed out, but you're certainly out of the picture here.
Okay.
Garrett is in the apartment, which is a no-go zone, probably.
Yeah.
Bunk and Tiss are in the hallway in front of Bailey. You have kind of pushed them back after this exchange, you notice that their eye is on Olivia, who has just grabbed the little sentry and is running down the opposite way of the hallway to try to escape. You are in between Bailey and the sentry and Olivia.
Cool.
Okay, so let's just make sure Olivia gets out of here then.
And the campaign is just Olivia alone.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's do this.
I mean, I'm worried about Garrett too.
Well,
I'm going to survive until the paramedics get there.
Yeah, he's fine. He's stabilized.
You just have to assume that. You
hear
know.
Sirens off in the distance.
Garrett focused really hard and stopped bleeding for some reason.
Slowly, anyway.
Well, his blood flow is very low.
I guess looking at...
So he's not losing that much blood.
I guess looking at Blunderbuss, like, do they look like they're just going to keep fighting? Judging the situation, like, after they take out Garrett, mm-hmm. are they wanting to keep going? Or are they trying to get out of here? Or what's the deal?
Why don't you roll an assess check?
Oh, nice. I rolled 11.
Cool. So, I mean, you get to ask three questions. There is a list there of questions that you can ask, or mm-hmm. we can kind of just interpret what you wanted to know there. Either way, you get plus one on when acting on the results of the information that you get.
Okay. So I guess my first question was, does Blunderbuss Bailey want to keep fighting, or do they want to just get out?
You can tell from their eye line and kind of their general movements, you know, they're here for that sentry. That's what they want. Mm. If you guys are in the way of them getting to that, they will fight you, but you're not their target.
And Olivia already like packed up the sentry, right?
She's running down the hallway with it. You are in between Bailey and Olivia.
Okay. They know I have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they know. So this is in the moment that you're
okay.
making this realization. You don't know exactly what they're going to do, but you know that's what they want.
Right. So I have two more questions, right?
Yep. You can save them if you want, but you can use them right now.
I think I do want to know what is going to be the best way to get out of here. Like, is there maybe another way I can get out with Garrett?
Yeah. Oh, with Garrett. That's a little harder. Yeah.
Window.
Yeah, I think like one of the windows.
He's durable. No,
probably not like not that window.
This is the seventh floor, right?
Yeah.
Quickest way down.
If you can get out one of the other apartment windows, there would be a fire escape. And it's probably going to be hard for Bailey to follow you through the window just because of their size. Not impossible, but it would certainly slow them down.
So sorry.
I mean, if Garrett's stabilized, you could throw him through the window and he'd be fine.
Yeah, but I cannot give you an easy way to grab Garrett and get out. I unless you guys have a really clever idea, but...
I don't know why, but it's just the idea of tossing him. It's making me laugh so fucking hard.
Just yeet his body out the window, or, as the kids say.
You could finish the job.
That was my thought.
Kill I'm not going to mercy
kill
you.
Bailey. Kill Bailey. Yeah.
Take the beanbag chair and you put it over his face.
I like how that was everyone Come jumped on. To that conclusion. Put him out of his misery.
No, Bailey.
Not yet, Garrett.
How many of us has Bailey tried to murder and how many times? We're up to what? 10 now? 10
how are
between
we
going to
kill them? They're a killing machine. Literally.
They have literal armor, like, under their skin.
I got armor. Yeah. I'm good.
Under your skin?
No, but I got armor outside of my skin.
I have one idea.
Bunk, do you want a little bit of, for one of your assess questions, do you want a status on Bailey and their situation?
Yeah, hit me.
Sure. Since you've seen them the second time around, like, you have noticed that whatever... And Garrett identified this, whatever stims that they were using before, obviously they're off of now. They're not as impossibly huge and muscular as they used to be. You can tell that like their arms, where there was that like retractable baton, essentially, that doesn't appear to be there anymore. Or if it is, it's non-functional. They are, just by their very nature, still a very tough opponent. They do still have this body armor, but this is certainly the weakest you've ever encountered them. You know, however, that, you know, with the sniper as well, it's certainly still not an advantageous situation for you. But they're not as invincible as they once seemed. They definitely were hurt by that shot.
And they have a knife in their leg.
Oh, okay. That's true. And we have plus one forward to use this information.
Yeah, basically on your next move against them, you'll be able to take advantage of one of their weaknesses.
And sorry, what was our best way out? Was it the fire escape? Is that what we landed on?
A window that would lead to a fire escape, because the... it would be hard for Bailey to follow you out of that.
Right.
You would want to go on a fire escape on an opposite side, though, as not to get snipped.
Okay.
Why don't we do one more round of just trying to beat Bailey up? see where that attack goes.
Beat them up.
Okay. I'm down. Let's do it.
Okay. This is a long time coming.
Just drop my EMP pistol and I'm like, you know what? Fuck you, Bailey. And I just punch them in the face.
I go for the knife.
Sounds like you guys are just brawling. So
yeah,
I'd say it's a mix it up. While you guys are doing that, I think we see Olivia burst through the doors at the opposite end of the hallway and start running down the stairs.
9-8. So I aid.
I rolled a 9.
Okay. I think you guys just go into like full brawl mode, basically. You dogpile on top of them and start grabbing at whatever you can grab. I think they're basically just going to try to like shake you guys off, you know, with a big sweep of this arm, try to smash you into a nearby wall and just get you off of them. If you just want to stay on them, it would probably be like an act under pressure or something like that. If you want to continue the fight, so to speak, and use this roll to actually deal damage, then it'd, you know, be a mix it up in continuation of that.
I'm down to keep rolling.
Act under pressure would keep us on top of Blunderbuss, but mix it up would be like they could get away, but we'd do damage.
Like, I think right now you do have a bit of an advantage because you kind of piled on top of them. They're trying to break free of that. I think, yeah, if you mix it up, you know, you're pressing your advantage. Act under pressure would be to kind of keep that advantage, but not gain further ground, if that makes sense.
All right, so I'm going to take the knife out of their leg and try to stab them with it.
Again, you mean?
I'm making new holes.
A re-stabbing, if you will.
Yeah. Okay, so Bunk, if you want to assist me on this one. Good, I got a 9.
I rolled a 10.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Yeah, so you grab that knife again and, you know, bring it out and stab it back into the leg. I think at this point I will ask you guys to roll an act under pressure just to keep this up, because they're now starting to get to the point where they're like, you know, kind of raging out a little bit.
I got a 7.
I also got a 7.
I think they do manage to shake you off, but, you know, they were intending to smash you against the wall. They just kind of managed to pry you off of their leg and kind of toss you back a few feet in the hallway. The other one is just pushed to the side. So, yeah, you didn't take any damage or anything from that, but they've kind of regained their composure. You're back on equal footing now, and they start basically like starting a football tackle towards you.
Yeah, I pull up my stun gun now. Now's a perfect time to use.
Okay, all right, mix it up then.
Help me out, Bunk.
I'll try to aid Tisp. I just grab a fire extinguisher off the wall, chuck it at their leg.
Tiz got a 9, though.
I got a 7.
You fire off the stun gun, and you see the metal plating underneath their skin just kind of absorbs that blast and dissipates it across the body, right? And it doesn't seem to have a significant effect, which means they complete their tackle.
What? That's some bullshit.
But we got a complete success, did we not?
We did.
Yeah, and the result of the success was that you hit them with the stun gun, which did not have an effect on them. Tiss, take 2 harm as a shoulder from Bailey crashes into you and sends you sprawling onto the floor of the apartment hallway. And Bailey just keeps trucking. They are trying to run past you now to the end of the hallway.
Okay, I'm going to roll my damage then.
Yep.
8.
On the 8 on the harm move, the MC chooses 1. You lose your footing, you lose your grip, you lose track of something. Someone gets the drop on you. I think what I described is you've been knocked down to the ground, and it's just going to take you a few seconds to get back up. Your head is spinning from the force of that impact, and Bailey is going to have a bit of time to get ahead of you.
Okay. I take out of my bag a canister. I hand it to Bunk, and I say, throw this.
What is it?
It's a flashbang.
Why aren't you throwing it?
Because I'm sprawled out. I don't have the angle.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Standing.
Yeah, I chuck it at Blunderbuss.
Okay.
Right at the face.
Let's call it a meat roll. We'll give you a +1 from the flashbang, and you might still have a +1 forward to use.
I'll use it. I rolled an 8, and I got +2 from those 2 things.
Yay.
So I got 10. Complete success.
You see Tiss kind of sprawl to the ground. He, you know, reaches into his bag and pulls out these flashbangs for you. You run past him, picking one up off the ground as you do, and you just lob it in front of Bailey as they're running away from you. And you turn at the last second as the intense, blinding flash of light explodes really quite close to their face. They immediately move their hands up to their eyes and they stumble and fall forward onto the ground.
I am going to take that opportunity to run over to Garrett.
Oh, it's a perfect time to get Garrett out of the room, actually, from the sniper.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to, like, army crawl over to Garrett, grab his gun off of his body, and I start dragging him, I guess, out the fire escape.
The sniper is outside. You can't go to the fire escape.
You have to go to the fire escape on the other side of the building.
Yeah, the fire escape, like, on the other side of the hallway would be your best way to escape.
Mm-hmm. I go for that.
Yes.
And I start dragging him over.
Bailey's going to be out for a little bit after the flashbang, so
yeah.
You've got a chance to do this. You will have to make an act under pressure roll as you are heading into the apartment to try to avoid any fire.
I got a 9 total.
Okay. You stumble, hesitate, or flinch. The MC will offer you a worse outcome, hard bargain, or ugly choice. You could have to leave something behind. You could take some damage.
I guess you could drop the gun.
Yeah, I could drop Garrett's gun.
You know, it's just a hold-up pistol. It's not like a financial loss or anything, but that might have been helpful.
Yeah, I was just thinking I was going to use that for getting out of here.
All right. You turn into the apartment and just, you dive right to the ground and start army crawling towards Garrett. And the angle on the window is just not quite right. And one shot goes off right as you dive, but it's just a second too late. Smashes into the ground behind you. And you're able to grab Garrett and start dragging him out. You kind of try to pull his gun off of him, but you're trying to drag this guy and go through his stuff at the same time. You kind of stumble with the gun and it falls to the ground, and you realize that you just don't have the time here to try to go back and grab it. So you continue on. You drag Garrett through the apartment and into the apartment on the opposite side of the hallway where there's the fire escape that you think should be a safe way out. Tiz, what are you doing while this happens?
Tiz stands up and looks like menacingly down the hallway. And then he just starts booking it down the hallway and like does a lunging jump to like plunge a knife into Blunderbuss's back.
Oof. This sounds like an all or nothing kind of roll, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you succeed, you do it. If you fail, it's bad. So go for it. I love it.
Yeah, I got an 11.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Bailey is kind of picking themselves off the ground and they still got one hand over the front of their eyes. They just get up onto one knee when Tiss leaps with the knife, gets it right into the small of the back just below the neck, pulls it out again, puts it back into the neck, and there's a loud thump as Bailey's body just collapses to the ground in front of you and lays there motionless.
Damn.
Well, good job, I guess.
We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to this episode of The House of Bob. If you enjoyed the show, we'd love it if you could give us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. Helps people find the show. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at The House of Bob on most platforms. We've also got a Discord server and a YouTube channel. All those links are in the notes here. If you'd like to support the show, you can look at our Etsy. We have a lot of die trays and bookmarks and zines and things like that for sale, and it all supports the show. You can also go to our Patreon, where we've got at least 25 hours of bonus content, director's commentary, one-shots, RPG zines. There's also a monthly blog post with RPG content. I'd like to thank our existing Patreon supporters. That's Bolt, Tom Wesley, Mike from the Tales from the Glassguard World podcast, Scooter Emerson, Robert, Ray Kearney, Luke Conroy, Kieran Duffy, Keith Haddad, Josh Jordan, Jessica, Luckett 12, and Jessica Colvin. If you've had a name change or rather go by something else, please send us a message or an email so we can correct it for next time. Artwork was by Sean at Sean Makes. Audio production was by Alex of Astronomic Audio. And the music was by John Julius, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Roll on.